Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 798, Distracted Flighting, recorded live on September 23rd, 2021. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And I am Haas.
And we are on the eve of our next Halo Infinite Tech Preview flight. And it's not one weekend, but it's two weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And next weekend we get Big TB.
So before we get too far into this, I need to tell Haas he needs to update his little avatar and move the hairline back a little bit further.
Called out.
Sorry.
I might just delete it. I don't want to keep updating that.
I watched your last VOD and I saw your little man in the corner and I'm like, yeah, you might want to update that hairline a little bit.
got some bald patches back there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it is in full retreat mode right now. The 30s come at you quick.
Wait till you get to the 50s. Anyway, everything starts falling apart then.
You're making getting older look more and more grim every time.
I don't know. I look at GT and I think it makes it look good. So two different points of view there.
Well, no, just the way he's making it sound. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Trust me, wait till you get there. You'll really love it. It's great.
I'm sure it is. Anyways.
Right, Pins?
Pins said, can't confirm. So we've got the play sessions to go over, what's in the flight. We've also got some news about MCC, what the next season is going to entail, what the future of MCC content looks like for the rest of the year. And then we've also got some new concept art, some ACS top 25 completed now. So we can talk about that a little bit if we want to. And a couple other little tidbits of things going on within the Halo community. Lots of stuff actually happened over the past couple of weeks since we weren't able to make it last week. Haas was busy. I needed to catch up on some stuff. So,
and I slept.
And GT was catching up on sleep. But before we do that, let's go ahead and roll into our Podtacular update, starting with a look back at our Fraggin' Friday from last week. GT, how'd it go?
It was Friday, and it was fraggin' good! Oh.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
We jumped in and just shot stuff. Had lots of fun. Spent most of the night in Super Fiesta.
As we do.
Which is
we
love our always Super Fiesta. It's always a good time. I mean, as frustrating as it can be, it's always a good time. I had my one and done. So, yeah, I had my first game was great, and all the rest of them were crap after that. Oh, no. And it just slowly got worse and worse all night.
Okay.
We did play some of the ODST Slayer, which that's a lot of fun. It still takes me a little bit to get used to the Gunfighter Magnum.
Yep.
No,
or,
not.
Well,
it's not the Gunfighter. It's the other one. The Tactical Magnum.
The Tac Mag.
Always takes me a little bit of time to get used to that. I don't know why, but it just feels different than the regular Magnum to me. More bouncy.
A tad different.
Seems more bouncy to me. But anyway, had a lot of fun with that.
Very good. As for me and Achieving Halo, we hopped on to Halo Reach on 360 with Prestige and Bobby, and Keys eventually joined us as well, running through campaign for him. So working on 360 achievements. I'm all complete, thanks to the folks over at the Halo Completionist Discord and community. I've been popping in and helping some others out as well. Just a reminder, again, pretty much a week after Halo Infinite launches, the Xbox 360 services for Halo games are going offline. So if there's any multiplayer or matchmaking online-based achievements that you need to get in Halo 3 before those go away, you have until December to get that done. So for all you completionists out there, the clock's ticking.
I have two left.
Which one are those?
The ones that I don't have.
Care to elaborate on what those might specifically be?
I would have to look it up.
Okay.
They're on reach, I can tell you that. Okay. One of them, I remember what they're,
right?
One of them is assassinate a player just exiting armor lock. I haven't got that one yet for some reason. Because when that achievement came out, all of a sudden everybody stopped using armor lock for some reason. I don't know why. And then the one flag CTF.
Is that scoring?
No, keep your flag from getting touched through a whole match.
Okay, is that one of the Defiant specific ones?
I don't remember.
Okay. I think that
came out with one of the map packs, but I think it's Defiant, but I'm not sure.
Okay. The Armorlock one shouldn't be too bad, especially if you can hop in with a group, do an FFA matchmake, and just have someone Armorlock and let you assassinate them.
Yeah, it's neither one of them's that hard if you've got a group. The hardest part is getting the one flag CTF. Because it has to be one flag.
Yep. And I believe that has to be on Defiant.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
So not only do you have to get a flag match, you have to get a one flag match, and it has to be on a specific set of maps.
Yep.
Thanks, Bungie. Back to
the days where you deleted the map packs that you didn't want to come up in matchmaking, so you could try to force it into the one that you wanted.
Yeah, that doesn't work. That doesn't work on the back compat, that's for sure.
No.
It just doesn't match you against... It didn't match you with anybody.
Right.
Might have to fire up the 360 and go old school.
We'll see what happens. So on the Achieving Halo side of things, we'll probably... And probably for Fragment Friday, we'll probably do Infinite for the next couple of weeks since we'll have the flight available. And anyone who had their Halo Insider profile up to date by the 13th of September...
You got an invite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I've seen some people have not gotten an invite for the first weekend, but I have seen people have confirmed invites for the second weekend. So was it for both weekends that it was guaranteed access?
Well,
I've seen conflicting things. So and not a lot of clarity.
Well, right now, as of the stream, they were working through a technical glitch for the first weekend. And they say they may have to reschedule it, but since then they have said that the flighting should be released today.
Right, but I'm talking about the invitations for it, not if the flight was going to go live.
They said all the invitations had been sent.
Well, so okay. No, those...
Well, all the emails had been sent stating that you were being invited.
Right, so the emails that went out were pre-approved notifications. So they came out on Twitter and clarified this.
Yeah.
They're basically pre-approved notifications saying that once the invites are ready, you will receive an invite.
Okay.
So once the build is live, you'll be able to actually, or you'll get the email. You also get your notification on Waypoint, on the actual new Waypoint. So in the latest Infinite, Inside Infinite, which was posted today, they actually have a link to VNEX. So once that goes live and once the build is ready, you'll be sent your access to actually get it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the email that went out was basically just saying, you've completed all the steps. Good job. You will get an invite once it's ready. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, I got an email a day or two ago that said,
yeah, same here.
You've been selected, but I had seen other people that have been waiting for that same email and haven't seen it. So
a little bit of a heads up here for those in Twitch. My trainer just sent me a message saying that the Halo Xboxes at Walmart will be available at 9 o'clock. Like,
yeah, you can click pre-order right now.
I'm trying to click pre-order right now. It's saying out of stock.
And then you got to check every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes?
Every 10 minutes.
So, for those that are interested, try to and have.
And if you can get it added to your cart, since it's a Walmart link, then just keep it on your cart page, and then every 10 minutes try checking out again. It's a little trick that Walmart.
I'm trying to do that right now. I'm clicking pre-order, and it's just saying items out of stock. I don't know if that's normal or what, but
very normal.
So I'll be doing that for the next 30 minutes or so. But yeah, for those that are trying to get the Xbox that couldn't give it in the first wave, shout out to my trainer for looking out for me, and we'll see if that works.
Yeah, I just got to find the stupid thing.
I just dropped the link in the Twitch chat.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So anyways, that was the short little announcement there. Well, Athos gets distracted to the bingo card.
Flashy thing. Hey, oh.
Shiny. Cool shiny thing. Anyways.
Squirrel.
So that's what's happened for the past week in PodTech, or past couple of weeks, since we didn't have the podcast last week. But we have the Infinite Flighting coming down the pipe. So like we said, the flight will go live for download tonight. Once it's available, it will be invites will get sent out. You'll get your codes for Steam. If you're in the previous flight for the first tech preview for Infinite, you can actually just launch the game or go and look for your download update, and it'll just update the game right then and there. You actually might be able to get in there and check it early. If you're listening to this after the fact, it's probably already there. But for those in the stream, go on your Xbox, just check it to see if you have the update available, and you might be able to kind of sneak in a little bit early. And then for the actual play sessions, that's going to be happening for the weekend. We've got four coming in for this first weekend. It's only going to be Arena. And then Big Team Battle is going to be coming on the second weekend. And that will be another four sessions as well. Should be same sessions as last time, pretty much, if you were able to get in last time. So on Friday, on both Fridays, it's going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time, and then 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. That's when matchmaking will be available. Saturday is the same time as well. Sunday is the same times, and then the flight closes on Mondays at 10 a.m. So matchmaking is only available for those specific flight windows. And then the training mode and weapon drills will be available throughout the whole duration of the flight. On the 27th, the flight will close until the second weekend opens. So it basically turns off on Monday at 10 a.m. and then it'll open again on Thursday.
So I had a question. Maybe you guys have seen something I haven't. When they say matchmaking, does that mean you're still able to lobby up with your friends for server side or your own hosted side?
As in like custom games?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about custom games.
Well, whatever. They're not calling it custom games, but
whenever the matchmaking is off, you'll have access to the training mode and the weapon drills
by yourself, not right. With friends.
Yeah, training mode does not support co-op at this point in time. It is something that they are looking to add later on.
Yep.
Same with weapon drills. Well, not supporting co-op. I don't know if they're going to add it later or not.
Yep. So we'll see if there's custom games. I mean, it'd be cool if there is. That way you could party up and actually play with a bunch of your friends and kind of get your own matches going without matchmaking. Doesn't sound like there's custom games. We'll see if there's see if it happens or not.
Wonder how many times it'll let me push the pre-order button and cancel.
We'll see. I'm just going to keep clicking until the whole pre-order button just goes away, or yeah. Someone stole your email for a Walmart account. You should be able to claim it though. If it's your email, cause you get the recovery code to your account, to your email.
Audrey, stop it. Thank you.
So in addition to the matchmaking, we also get a couple new things as far as the training modes. So there's this whole kind of like training course type thing that they have. And then there's also weapon drills, which is returning from the last flight. There's still kind of the whole customization metal pass thing that's going to be there. And we get a couple new maps as well. We're going to have a big TB map, Fragmentation, which they showed off yesterday during a stream on the Halo YouTube channel and Halo Twitch. And then there's also going to be Behemoth, which is a new arena map.
Which looks really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you guys' first thoughts of the two new maps that we got to see? I guess we'll start with Behemoth. We'll start with the arena one, since we're going to get that one tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get my hands on Behemoth. Sorry, GT.
Go ahead.
In the gameplay we saw, I liked the look of the Forerunner buildings. Liked the skybox and the surrounding out of bounds section. I always kind of struggle with desert and snowy maps because I always kind of feel like they're bland looking. And I'm not saying like there's not art or any detail to it. I just, something doesn't hook me as an environment in those types of environments don't hook me. So, and it's also hard to really tell on a compressed video in that form. So I really want to kind of run around Behemoth myself with the gameplay in front of me where I can kind of like maybe feel more immersed into the environment. I liked a lot of the pieces of it, but it didn't like fully pull me in from what we were able to see so far. That was like my first initial reaction. I was like, kind of barren, but maybe I'll feel differently tomorrow.
I kind of had a similar feeling whenever I first saw the map, because it's basically, like you said, it kind of feels a little bland. Kind of feels almost flat's not the right word, but it's the one that's kind of sticking out.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Okay.
Yeah, because Sandtrap was such an excellent map.
Okay, I hate Sandtrap, but I know I'm in the minority there.
I feel like Sandbox is a little bit more kind of similar in this regard. Sandbox,
Sandtrap, they're basically the same map, except they're just different sizes. But
the internals of Sandtrap compared to Sandbox, I feel like it was the structures in Sandtrap and how it played that actually kind of made up for the blandness of just the
aesthetically.
Desert. Well, yes.
They're both very barren maps.
Yes, I agreed.
So, I mean, it's not unheard of for Halo to have a very open
map. No, it's not. Map. It's not.
You know, for me, I'm like Haas. I want to get on it and play it before I formulate a true opinion. Sure. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun with the vehicle gameplay. I'm looking forward to seeing that in a 4v4 again.
Yeah.
Having the option of, you know, a ghost or a warthog along with, you know, power weapons and, you know, whatever else is on the map.
Can I ask you guys, I was kind of thinking about this the other day, because sure. they're really kind of exciting, hyping up the whole vehicles returning to 4v4 multiplayer maps. And I was kind of thinking back, like, what memorable 4v4 multiplayer maps had vehicles, and the first one I have is High Ground in Halo 3. And beyond that, I can't really think of a 4v4 focused map that had vehicles on them that I felt like the vehicles truly played a role. Like, obviously there was a Warthog on turf. I never felt like that was like a huge role playing. There was the Banshee on Ascension that played a role. But like in like the grand scheme of things, I can't think of a lot that stand out as like, hey, the vehicles can sway the battle on a 4v4 map. And maybe I'm just not expanded enough right now in my maps, but I was kind of thinking about that. Like,
I definitely get what you're saying. The previous maps that had vehicles on them, the vehicles were kind of a meh.
Or they were like Mongoose and Ghost was pretty much.
Yeah. And so I'm really curious. Like,
yeah, it's how, like the Mongoose and the Mongoose on Isolation. What's the point?
You're right.
And like, now, the Ghost I'm really, did, but
I'm interested to see how they balance this, because 4v4 has generally traditionally been a focus on your four with your guns and their four with their guns and map positioning and power. And obviously vehicles will change that. They can change that dynamic, but how do you do that without making the vehicles completely?
I got mine in my cart. Sorry.
Congratulations, sir.
I pushed the order button. Yes.
Boom.
Let's got it.
Hype for dust.
Got it.
Duststorm is going to be a proud Xbox Series
X. Yes.
Can you repair? I've got the press and hold. I'm on the press and hold.
I didn't have the press and hold this time around. So to recap, Ergibu, my trainer actually sent me a link to the Walmart thing that like 5 minutes before it was happening. Got onto the webpage and just start smashing the pre-order button. And I've been clicking the pre-order button for the past 13 minutes, and it finally just added to my cart, and I was able to get through. Hey, Pins. Okay, this is kind of...
Okay, come on. This is 4 times I've done the hold. How many times you got to hold this thing?
What browser are you using?
Oh, shit. I'm on Mozilla.
You're on Firefox. Yep. The hold button doesn't work in Firefox.
Damn it.
There's a third wave coming. Supposedly. So as long as it's in your cart, try opening up your Walmart account in Edge or Chrome and go through that. You might not get through this wave now because they're probably all sold out, but you can get to the next wave of orders. So you know when the game will be up? Dasky Plays. We do not know when the game will be up. It will be out sometime tonight. So keep an eye on your Waypoint messages and your email for the availability when the download will be there. They are not sending out the notifications until the build is ready. So if you don't have an email, don't worry about it. I'm sure when the build actually goes live, they'll put out stuff on socials that it's live. So hang tight. If your profile is all up to date, you're good to go. Don't sweat about it. It might be late into the night, depending on what time zone you're in. So just stick to it. If anything, check the first thing in the morning and you'll be able to hop on in and get your flight downloaded on either Xbox or Steam.
Where is it?
We got completely derailed by trying to buy this console. Do you need
the
link
again? We were talking
again?
About vehicles on maps. Let's get back to it.
Yeah, vehicles on maps. Yeah, to your point, Haas, there's not a lot of 4v4 that I think really plays off of vehicles that much.
Yeah.
I mean, other than High Ground, what you mentioned, I can't really think of another map where vehicles really play.
Would you stop, Chrome? Thank you.
Like, I think about BTB maps that have vehicles. What vehicles were on Snowbound?
Mongoose?
The Mongoose, there right.
Mongoose, like, and Ghost, depending on...
Which but did that, like, yeah. play a... Maybe a Ghost would play more of a role. But
I think it was mostly Mongoose.
But yeah, I just can't think of a map that, like, truly stands out that had a fun, balanced vehicle, ground player, 4v4 map that just... It all was cohesive. I don't know. And so I'm interested to see how they do it on Behemoth, because the second they talked about Behemoth, they were quick to be like, vehicles are returning to a 4v4 map. So that is exciting. So, but I just want to see it kind of play out.
I'm just going to stare at this thank you screen for the rest of the podcast.
And Bobby's, yes, if there is another wave coming, so keep on clicking pre-order for at least the next 7 minutes. Try to get that console.
You could say Zanzibar was, because that was one of those maps that really...
Was that a 4v4, though?
It was. They did 4v4 and Big Team on it.
Okay. I don't think Last Resort was. I think Last Resort was definitely a BTB map, where I think Zanzibar proper... was a really good balance between it supported 4v4 well, mm-hmm. and it supported 8v8 really well.
Yeah.
So I, yeah, I guess,
especially you know, when add, you had single-sided objectives like one bomb or one flag.
Mm-hmm.
Those worked really well for the 4v4. And then, you know, you had regular capture the flag for BTB, which worked really well. But that map mm-hmm. was, it was kind of on the large side for 4v4.
Right.
Behemoth looks like it's not that big. It looks like that you basically have almost a, not really a figure eight, but an eight shape for a vehicle path. So you have places where you have Spartan on Spartan combat, and then you have places where you have vehicle on Spartan combat as you traverse across the walkways. And that's what's got me really interested. The thing that catches my eye, it's not a competitive focused map.
Yep.
It is a social map. It's a fun map.
And I think that is a really important thing.
Yeah, that definitely.
343's got a nail is have an offering for each community. Now they need more than three maps for the competitive community, and they definitely need more than three maps for the social community. And there should be some blend between the two, but there should be focuses. And this definitely seems to be a focus on the social side, and
mm-hmm.
good on them for that.
It's like the previous two maps that they showed in the previous flight, I could see where they could be more of a competitive focus map.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, with some changes, but they could easily, I think they could easily go into a competitive environment. Where Behemoth, not so much.
Here's something from like past Halo games that always kind of surprised me a little bit, but Halo was never developed specifically with like MLG in mind.
Yeah, no. Not until Halo 5.
Yeah. It wasn't until, well, they kind of tried to do it for Halo 4 a little bit, but yeah, it wasn't until.
Did they?
Yeah, they tried to do a COD killer and.
Did anybody tell Halo 343 that?
No, they tried. But it's just funny to me that when there wasn't really a competitive focus to building the game, yet competitive scene in Halo 2 and Halo 3 was so monumental.
Yep.
And I almost wonder if having the studio try to actually incorporate competitive into the game almost kind of pulls them away from a little bit more of the creative aspect of things. Cause now you're trying to stuff your creativity inside of a box instead of just letting the creativity kind of flow and then just let it work with the sandbox.
Yeah. I've been on record, and I know there are people in the competitive community that would agree with this. When 343 tried to put their hands around the competitive community and make it theirs, the competitive community, they weren't cohesive with what 343's vision was and what the competitive community's vision was. I'm hoping that will change in Halo Infinite, as we've seen games in the industry that are competitively focused. A lot of those developers are now a huge part in the esports scene where they weren't in Halo 1, 2, 3's era. So
yeah,
I'm hopeful that the relationship is more cohesive this time. I do think that was a detriment to Halo 5's esports. I think Halo 5 is a great esports game, but I don't think they worked together. And by the time they started working together, it was kind of the ship had already sailed and you're waiting for the next boat to come to the harbor.
Yeah. It's tough because I feel like this kind of just goes a lot for a lot of different Halo things in general. We have a legacy of Halo that we're trying to fit into where gaming is today, and the two can't really coexist anymore.
Right.
Like the whole thing that we're seeing with the Battle Pass, and like Dasky mentioned in chat, the whole free to play, which is going to be great for the lifespan of the game and getting folks into the door, at least. But the world that Halo started in no longer exists.
No, it does not.
No.
That gaming industry is completely different. And 343 is having to change with the time. And you see a lot of older Halo fans be like, 343 is killing Halo because they're doing this, this, and this as well. They're doing that, that, and that because that's where the industry is driving games.
And
us as gamers are driving that, yet Halo fans don't want to acknowledge that.
So I was driving home the other day, and I was kind of trying to think of an analogy that works with Halo, its community, where it needs to go, and where it's been. And where I think the last two Halos have been is it's a tree that you cut the roots out. And you got to have your roots because that's your community. That's what you're going to build on. That's what's going to be stuck in the ground. That's your foundation, right? It's like the foundation of a house. But at the same time, that tree has to keep growing and branching out, bearing more fruit, or it withers away and dies. And right now, I feel like Halo, its community and everything, we're in this position where, all right, fall and winter just left. What's this tree going to do in spring? Halo Infinite is spring. And are we going to have fruit for the community, for these the fruit to fall off and like plant new trees? Or is this going to bear no fruit and it's just going to wither away and die? And I think a lot of us who have already played Infinite to any extent or are long-term fans, we do see they've kind of like, it's like we kind of reach back down into our roots. We found some of that core again, and now we're bringing it back up and we're like, okay, this is what made good fruit. But at the same time, we also need to grow. And what I'm seeing so far is there, despite, you know, launch cuts and all that aside, I think the core right now is there, but now it's going to be like, okay, what layers and how do we branch out? How do we grow this scene? Because we're not in 2001 through 2010 anymore. Those days are long behind us. So
yeah,
there's my little mini rant.
Yeah. Real quick, Bobsy, in case you're using Firefox, the click and hold does not work on Firefox. So you have to use Chrome or Edge for your Xbox. GT had the same problem. If you're just getting to that, if you sign in now, you might be able to get over there.
Like I said, I had it in my cart and I switched over to Chrome and it was still in my cart and I was still able to follow through with the pre-order. So
I think it's just going to be one of those things where we as a community need to just support 343, kind of understand some of the things that they're doing. Obviously, we're not going to be happy with some of the stuff that's happening, like obviously no co-op and no Forge. It's a huge detriment, but at least be kind of open to acknowledging that they're trying the best that they can. And so it's not like they didn't want to put it out there. It's just given the development time frame and then COVID happened. Like, yeah, no one's happy about it, but it's not like they're intentionally robbing us of things that
that
we don't want. So,
and I'm an old school Halo player, you know, fan.
I can attest to that.
and you know, I've had my issues with Sprint. I've had my issues with, what ordnance and everything in the sorts. I have ranted. I've come to terms.
Hence why he came back to the podcast. He wanted to rant some more.
But
damn it, I want Halo 3 back. Oh, sorry.
I think it's important even for the Reach, the Halo 4, the Halo 5 community players, whatever, to we do have to start embracing things that are going to be new to Halo. Like this free-to-play format is going to be a total shift for this community. Like, the way we get our content, the way we're going to get skins. Now, I'm not saying 343 is doing it perfectly. I'm really not. But the free-to-play model is going to change things, as we've already seen in the industry. And 343, they kind of have to go into that route to remain competitive with the newer audience of games. A lot of countries have been doing this free-to-play system for a long time compared to the North American markets, and it's been extremely profitable for them, and it's time for Halo to do that. That's going to mean we're going to get away from just exclusively 4v4. We're going to get away from the 8v8, now 12v12. There's going to be new modes and styles of play for players that Halo is going to have to adopt. I'm not just saying BR, if you know me, I'm not just saying BR. But we're seeing a whole different genre, like the Escape from Tarkov type survival grind, kind of dark, linear style. Like, there's a lot of different styles of games out there now. And the beautiful thing about Halo is there's such a diverse sandbox and weapons and player creativity in there that really Halo is one of those shooters that really can fall into whatever format it wants to and can even create something new. So,
yeah,
a lot of us, if you are a new Halo fan with Halo 5 or as far back as Halo CE, just be ready.
Yeah.
There's going to be some new changes. It's not going to be the Halo you fell in love with, but that doesn't mean it's not a Halo you can't love.
Right.
And we'll see. We'll see what they bring to the table.
I mean, at this point, there hasn't been a Halo that I haven't enjoyed some part of.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. And to Jordan's point in the chat, 343 is listening. I mean, look at the Inside Infinite that dropped today. There are complaints that were brought up over the past month or so since the last Insider tech preview, and they're addressing those right out. Like, there's the what you kind of mentioned on Haas, the whole thing with progression kind of evolving. Now progression is strictly tied to unlocks and tied to challenges. Now there's not an actual XP gain for just playing matches, which some people have voiced a concern over, and they actually took a whole section in the Inside Infinite that dropped today to explain what the intent is behind the progression system, how it's tied to unlocks and challenges specifically, and how they're looking at other ways to possibly gain XP.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, you know, on that, yes, I'm with a lot of people. I don't like that you have to do something to get the XP.
Absolutely.
That right now, that's kind of something I have a problem with a certain other game. To get something in game, you have to do something else. I understand that I like playing the game and getting at least a small reward for playing the game, for investing my time in the game. But I'm not going to be hard on them until I actually get my hands on the finished system, see how hard these challenges are to complete, how much XP is required to go from one level to the next level, and how much XP each challenge is going to award. You know, if I have to do 50 challenges to jump one level, then yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, as opposed to an old way where, you know, you had to play like 50 games to go to the next level.
So they did say that each basically tier within the battle pass is going to be the same through and through. So, like, to get from tier 1 to tier 2, it's going to be the same amount of XP to get from tier 51 to tier 52. So at least,
so that's a good diversion from the Reach model, which is get 7.8 billion to get to the next level, or Halo 5's setup where, you know, you get to 151 and you want to go to 152, and then you have to redo everything you did between 1 and 151.
Right. Yeah.
All over again.
Well, and the XP in this case is specifically tied to unlocks in the battle pass. So the XP doesn't really tie into like your actual skill rank.
Well, neither does the 152. It's a progression system. That's all it is. It's the same, you know, it's the same type of system as the battle pass, except for it's just broken up in ever increasing chunks.
Well, and there's probably a separate progression system that's separate from the battle pass within Infinite as well.
Yeah, you'll probably have a, you know, like a Spartan rank or something. They, you know, I know they will have skill-based matchmaking. I can't see them not having it.
They will. Minky will have his fingers in there.
You'll have some type of skill, you know, skill ranking. Whether it'll be visible or not, we don't know.
Right.
It would be nice if it was visible, but
I hope it is. Well,
because I kind of like to know ahead of time if I'm, you know, if I'm a 12 and I'm getting matched up against a 50 to just leave. Oh,
right. I don't think at the start of the gate we'll have too much problem with Smurfs or outskilling one or another after your kind of initial games.
That first month to 2 months, I think the population will be booming.
Yeah.
Especially as the holidays come. So I really do think those first couple months will be really kind of not, I don't want to say relaxed, but you're going to see the system bearing the fruit that it was supposed to in Halo 5 and beyond. It's the maintenance that is really going to tell a tale for how many players. I do think Halo Infinite is going to have a steady long-term population. I do think we're going to see a drop. That's just the way games are. People move on. They go back to their comfort games, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And Halo's going to be the hot new thing. It really is. As long as it doesn't MCC it, knock on wood, like, the community will be there and it will stay with it. And people will go. But I think being free to play, being on Game Pass and beyond, you know, you're going to see the matchmaking system work more to the vision that it was able to in Halo 5, especially for the long term. So I do have a lot more comfort on skill-based matchmaking there. I do hope they have various skill-based matchmakings where it's very open and relaxed, you know, ranking, and then for the social side. But then on the rank side, let's keep it nice and tight and we'll be good.
Yeah, I don't see them not doing that, really.
You know, really, honestly, on the social side, I wouldn't mind seeing a connection based.
That would help too.
That would not bother me. But definitely in the rank playlist, I want that tight rank range that I'll be matched with. But, you know, getting back to the maps, what I was alluding to before is, from what they've shown so far, which granted it's three maps, it's not that much. Four if you count the BTB map. What I'm looking for is when the game launches, they have a nice mix of social 4v4 maps or not solely competitive maps. And then they have a good assortment of maps that can be used in a competitive field.
So I have a question for you guys. How many maps, ballpark, do you feel would be a good amount that could satisfy the social, the competitive, and the big team? Like, how many maps do we feel like we need on launch out there in total? Like, to be able to provide variety, freshness, and to satisfy each community's desired play style that's going to support that. Personally, I think it's got to be 15 or more.
Like, yeah, I was going to say like about total. I was going to say at least 12 at launch. It all kind of depends on what their new map cycle is going to be. Are we going to get a new map every season, every other season, or, you know, just once a year? But, you know, like, yeah, I'm with Haas. Yeah, 12 to 15 maps at launch would be good, as long as there's a good balance between, you know, the different styles of maps.
Before I get my answer, I'm going to catch up on a couple things in chat here. Thank you, Bobsy and Dasky Plays, for using your Twitch Primes on us.
Appreciate
it. Thanks for coming on over and being part of the chat. I've got Speedy Snipe in here. Thanks for dropping on by, Speedy. For me, because I was thinking about breaking it down like you were saying, probably at least four BTB maps. As far as arena, between like ranked and social, I mean, some of that can be kind of still in the same play space.
Yeah, that crossover.
Yeah. I would say at least, I would say bare minimum would have to be like six, preferably nine.
So for arena right now, well, we've seen Bizarre, we've seen Live Fire. Bizarre,
Behemoth, Live Fire, and it's a Recharge.
So I think Recharge is a crossover map. I think Live Fire is not a competitive map. I actually think that's a really bad map. I think Bizarre is a competitive map that will also bleed into social pretty well. I think that is just I think that's the best map so far.
No, I forgot about Bazaar.
Purely social.
Yeah.
So I think Lifeheart and Behemoth are social focused maps. I think the other two, Bazaar and whatever.
Recharge.
Recharge. I don't know why I can't remember that map's name. Are good crossover maps that we've seen so far. So I'm waiting to see like the arena map. You know, where's the midship for Halo Infinite? Not midship, but the midship.
Please not midship.
Yeah.
Not midship. Please not midship.
Dasky's saying 9 maps, and then Jordan Ward broke it out. 4 small maps, 6 medium maps, 3 large maps, and maybe 4 critical maps for certain modes.
Yeah.
Okay. So in total, that's 13. So our ballpark is basically kind of 12-ish range.
I think that 12 to 15 is where I think a lot of us would be satisfied on the number basis.
Now, how many maps do I want? I don't know, 30?
Well, once Battlefield made the whole announcement that, hey, you can play any previous map on the game, the Halo community went like a little crazy on that one.
Yep.
There is a very...
There's a technical reason why they will not happen. No,
there's points, there's maps I don't want to play.
What, you don't want to play Chiron TL34?
Bring actually, back Backwash. Actually, I would love
to play that there. One.
Backwash?
Backwash
is fun.
I love
Terminal, yeah, man.
Backwash, Halo Terminal,
Halo 2 had some of the best maps. Halo 2 had some of the best maps.
Oh, what's the one with the big grav lift at one end that had those containers?
Oh, Elongation. And Longest.
No, not Elongation.
No.
With containers. Begins with a C. Is it Coliseum?
Containment?
No. No. You're.
Coliseum, right?
No. Coliseum was a small map.
Dasky's saying Ascension. It's not Ascension.
Maybe it is.
Colossus.
I think
Colossus.
No,
Colossus.
Colossus. That's Colossus. It. That one, I could never see that map again and be just happy.
I love that map for snipers. Burial Mounds, I want...
Burial Mounds, be all right.
No offense to a certain Mongoose lover friend.
Duquesne?
I wasn't going to say names.
We all know who you're talking about. Duquesne?
Would it be Duquesne? Saying,
I want 23? A true Burial Mounds remake. I, for one bomb and one flag... There was nothing like rushing that hog, having your sniper shooting into that base. Well, you guys bring that hog up the rear and just shove that bomb down the throat and go kaboom. Like that, as a BTB player, that was one of my most rewarding experiences in Halo 2.
Well, don't forget the Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
all the Halo 2 glitches.
Love them.
Yeah. That's one thing I hope for Infinite, that they, I mean, obviously you don't want to intentionally leave glitches in there, but if there's stuff that's in there, maybe leave them alone a little bit.
Well, as long as they're not, as long as they're not something that can be exploited in matchmaking, I don't have a problem with it.
I'm especially thinking more campaign.
Yeah. Campaign stuff. I don't care. You know, if I can bypass the entire level by getting out of bounds, fine. You'll let the speedrunners find it.
Yeah.
Let Mint Blitz find it. Jeez.
Oh my gosh. Mint Blitz is.
Did you have you seen some of his latest stuff? Like in the last week?
I know I've seen something of his in the last week, but I don't remember what specifically it was. Something campaign.
Yeah.
Like he got a comment.
He launched himself from the beach. You know, after you turn the spire off.
Oh, yeah, from the beach. He did the fusion coil. That's right. That's Banshee. Right. That's right. And this is on the Covenant Halo 3 campaign mission. After you take out the first box, he rolled out about 8 or 9 energy coils, put it behind the Warthog, blew it up, and sent him flying across.
No, it was a crate. But anyway, launched himself across the water.
Oh, crate,
and jacked a Banshee next to where the Phantom spawns in. Does he come up with this stuff?
Hours to set up. But it's like, with how often he's able to do it, though, it's just crazy, man.
Pushing an energy coil, pushing an energy coil, pushing an energy coil, pushing an energy coil. Jeez. Yeah.
And then getting a checkpoint to make sure that you can actually get it over and over again.
I didn't think there was that many energy coils there, but apparently there are.
Apparently there is, yeah. Something else that just came up. Unishek just dropped this on Twitter a little bit ago, but there's some final checks for the flight. So within the next about hour and a half or so, they are expecting the flight to drop. So by the time we get to the end of this podcast, might start checking those emails.
I've got my notifications turned on.
There you go. For those that are watching us on Twitch, first of all, thank you. We got a couple new folks in here. Thanks for joining up, giving us a follow, and a couple of new Prime subs. Appreciate it. What else is happening for this weekend in the flight? I think we got most of the core content that we're going to be going through. Weapon drills are back. The list of weapons that we'll have available for weapon drills are, once I can find it, because this post is so freaking huge. I think they.
Actually, I know the shock rifle will be in there.
They posted it. I can't find it. Where the heck did it go? Dang it. Can't find it. Maybe it's in one of the other articles. Probably is. Because there's a couple different ones that they posted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did anybody notice there's no Flagnum?
Yes, no. Actually. Yeah, so now it's just the flag. Oh, here are the weapon drills. I found it. This is in the actual multiplayer announcement for Infinite. The assault rifle, the BR, the sidekick, pistol, the bulldog, the needler, the commando, sniper, plasma pistol. That's going to be funny for weapon drills. Pulse carbine, ravager, heat wave, skewer, and shock rifle.
Well, it's good the skewer is going to be in there because that takes some getting used to.
Yeah, that one's difficult.
I mean, I picked it up a couple of times in the last flight. I'm like, how the hell do you kill somebody with this thing?
Mm-hmm. It's tough. I think it's just supposed to be pretty much a anti-vehicle weapon for the most part, but it definitely takes some skill. It kind of feels like it's almost the new Spartan laser, or meant to replace the Spartan laser.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like. If you watched the stream yesterday that Sketch hosted with a couple of different folks, they actually went through the training mode that's being introduced into this flight. And you can hop into any of the multiplayer maps and you can change in real time through the pause menu the bot difficulty, the number of friendly bots and enemy bots, up to 3 on the friendly side and 4 on the enemy side. Your primary weapon, your secondary weapon, your primary grenades, your secondary grenades, your equipment, reveal enemy location, which puts a waypoint over all the enemies all the time. Play fighting, which is a mode where the bots will move like they're in combat, but they won't shoot you. Infinite ammo, and then deathless, where you won't.
You're die. Invulnerable.
Yeah, you're invulnerable. You'll still lose your shields and your stamina, but you won't actually die when you hit 0.
Yeah, David Ellis accidentally turned that on.
Accidentally. He changed his Twitter handle to David Bad Sniper Ellis after the stream yesterday.
Yeah, he was having a rough time.
That BTP gameplay was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, not everybody can be Haas.
No, that was.
Like, I ain't asking.
The POV Haas that we got.
Just asking you to hit the broadside of a barn when you're standing 3 inches in
front. Person walks right in front saying. Of you, doesn't react.
What? You can't say scripted? Oh.
That was recorded wasn't gameplay. Scripted.
That was them, like. That was. That, yeah,
yeah
that
I
was
know.
Recorded gameplay.
For the stream.
They chose that?
Anyway, yeah. That gameplay was. Could have been better chosen, I think, for the stream, in my opinion.
Probably. But yeah. It was there to show off BTB, not their gaming skills.
Jordan, we don't know if there's actually going to be the ability to team up because Arena's not live, and we don't know if there's customs, so.
Unishek did just tweet out like 2 minutes ago. It is Tess has signed off. Release process is underway.
So once the build uploads and is ready for distribution, those notifications are coming out. Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
It'd be nice if the bomb actually has that in Halo Infinite. It'd be cool. Nice little memento like to the olden days of Halo. What else we got? We have Social Arena happening this first weekend. Bot Arena will be happening throughout the both play sessions. And then we got Big Team Battle the second weekend. We will have four maps in rotation for Arena. All the four that we just talked about. Behemoth, Recharge, Lifefire, and Bazaar. And then we also get Fragmentation, which was shown off yesterday as the Big Team Battle map. Within the Arena, I think we got some new game modes as well. So it's not just going to be only Slayer. We've got Capture the Flag. I think, what was the other one? I'm trying to find them. It sucks that this is split between two different infinite posts. So I have to figure out which one is actually in. Capture the Flag is going to be on Bazaar and Behemoth. Slayer is going to be on Bazaar, Behemoth, Lifefire, and Recharge. And then Strongholds will be on Lifefire and Recharge. Behemoth. Yeah.
Okay, so Strongholds
Behemoth
is
will
returning.
Not be in rotation until Sunday for the first weekend, and then it'll be there for the second weekend. For the actual playlists, for Friday is going to be Slayer only on Bazaar, Lifefire, and Recharge. On Saturday, it's going to be Slayer on Bazaar, Lifefire, and Recharge. Capture the Flag on Bazaar and Strongholds on Lifefire and Recharge. And then Sunday is all the same, except we get Behemoth thrown in there for Slayer and Capture the Flag. And then the following weekend, we have Capture the Flag on Fragmentation for Friday. Capture the Flag in Total Control, which is kind of a new game mode, I guess, on Fragmentation. Total Control.
Total Control.
And then we've got Capture the Flag, Total Control, and Slayer happening on Sunday.
Okay, so weekend two is going to be solely
BTB. That's what it looks like. It'll be BTB the player versus player, but I still think Bot Arena is going to be up there for the like the 4v4 social type stuff.
Hmm.
There's also going to be the Battle Pass and the waypoint, the new waypoint to test out as well during this flight. If you want to check all those out, they're looking for feedback across all of that, across Bot Arena, social arena, training mode, weapon drills, the live UI, the VNext waypoint. So all that stuff is things that they're looking for. So there is no shortage of content for this technical preview. It's going to be a busy couple of weekends, I think.
Very.
All right, I think we've run the Infinite Flight to the ground, so let's go ahead and move on to the couple other things that we have to go over. First one is actually the reason why the Infinite Flight was delayed a little bit, and that was because there's some art that was accidentally left in the build. So apparently during some of the pause or like the loading screens for Infinite, they have some placeholder art, concept art that they've been using, and it was not intended to be there. It was intended to come out as part of the Art of Halo Infinite book coming from Dark Horse, but they decided to keep it in there and release the flight. So a little kind of early look at some concept art that we weren't going to get until a little bit later on. And I have to say, the art that's in the bundle that they released definitely shows how they were kind of thinking across all games within the franchise. Like, if you look at the concept art, you can see concept art that's inspired from Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, Halo 5, Halo Reach. Like, it's all there, which is insane. You can pick out specific pieces that you know was drawn from Halo 3, you know was drawn from Halo 5. And I think that just kind of proves that there's been so much thought and consideration into having this be kind of an old but new type of experience, at least from a visual direction. There's 67 art pieces, which I know GT is going to be putting into his wallpaper rotation here right after this podcast.
Downloading now.
There is a 4K zip file with all 67 of them, and then just a 1080p HD zip file of all of them. The 4K one is about 300 plus megs or so to download, all of varying different detail, different art styles, but all in all, very interesting pieces. One of them kind of reminded me a little bit of Halo Wars as well. So not just the first-person shooter games, but really taking in from all facets of Halo games that we've seen before. Hey, Obi Jeff, welcome to the stream, bud.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't already. We've seen some of this, the art pieces that are in here. I think I spotted at least maybe half a dozen or so that we've seen before. But a lot of the stuff in here is new content.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. Going on to MCC, we have the latest MCC development update for September. And they announced in here that Season 8 is going to be the last content season for the year. So we have no date yet on when that's coming out, but obviously with Infinite launching, they're going to be releasing this season, getting all the content out, and then focusing on Infinite coming out. We got a lot of interesting stuff, though, coming with Season 8, though. We've got the new Icebox map. We've got a whole brand new set of customizations, which is pretty normal. But there's also been some work on some modding tools. So for all the modders out there, we're actually going to get through the Steam version of the game. Modding tools for Halo 2 and coming down the pipe Halo 3 to support modding for those games. There were some mod tools for Halo 2 Vista back in the day. They don't work exactly well with the actual like Xbox instantiation of Halo 2 and with Halo 2 on MCC being kind of a weird smash up from Xbox and Halo 2 Vista Halo 2. They probably need to work on the tool set a little bit, but we're going to get the Halo 2 mod tool set and the Halo 3 mod tool set eventually available through Steam, and then that'll coincide hopefully at some point with integrating those mods with the Steam Workshop, which for those folks who have used the Steam Workshop for other games, it's a pretty powerful platform. Lots of user content on there that gets shared across many different games, such as like Fallout, all the Valve games like Portal and Team Fortress 2 and Half-Life. So very powerful capability that exists over there on the Steam side of things. We also get Halo CE and Halo 3 coming to the custom game browser.
Cool.
Pretty cool. No news yet on where Halo 2 and Halo 4 sits in, possibly coming into custom games browser, but that will probably be something coming down the pipe in 2022. We also get the whole view model adjustment that we mentioned, I think, on the last podcast or the podcast before. Steam account linking, PC file share. So instead of actually having to go and dig out your save file, there'll actually be a PC file share. There's new colorblind options that they're introducing into Season 8, and then a whole bunch of quality of life improvements that they're doing to the game, which they typically do. That's a normal kind of just bug fix process. They did say that there are mod tools in design iteration for Halo 4 and Halo 2 Anniversary. So that those are coming down the line as well at some point. OBJF, we didn't go through the full Waypoint article. We encourage folks to go read it if they want to get all the details. We just kind of hit the highlights because if we get into the details, we will be here for 4 hours.
Or six. And I want to sleep.
Yeah, I think we all want to sleep. But definitely check out Halo Waypoint if you want to dig into all the details. It's a freaking huge interview for the Inside Infinite update. So we've also got some playlist updates, which we actually kind of missed at the beginning of the show. Do you have those up, GT, or you want me to hit those real quick?
Oh, I got it. For this weekend, we've got Griff Ball rotating in on Halo 5.
Griff Ball!
So DJ is beating his head against a hammer. Anyway.
Yep.
And then on the
Griff Ball or Infinite?
Well, right now it's Griff Ball. Probably tomorrow it'll be Infinite.
Yeah, probably.
For MCC, we've got Shoddy Snipers coming in place of Escalation Slayer. Oh, sorry. Exclamation Slayer returns to Action Sack as well. Sorry. Oh, misread that. And then for the ranked playlist, you've got Halo 2 Team Hardcore is in. And Halo 2 Anniversary Hardcore has went to the showers. It stunk. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Halo 2 Anniversary is pretty good. Not quite the Halo 2 Classic, but it still holds up pretty well.
Honestly, between Halo 2 and Halo 2 Anniversary, some parts of Anniversary I like better. I actually like the BR and Anniversary better than I do in Halo 2. But
yeah,
there's things in Halo 2 I like better than in Anniversary. Like the sword.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right. And then we also have in the MCC development update, just that's in the forums, in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month, there is a nameplate. So if you log into MCC between now and October 15th, you'll nab yourself a shiny new nameplate for MCC. And that is where we're going to end it tonight. I don't think we're going to be voting on what game we're going to be playing for Dragon Friday, because I'm pretty sure we're going to be hopping straight into Flighting for the next couple of weeks.
That has already been decided. There's no reason to have a poll. I told you last week, it's going to be Infinite. No.
Same thing for Achieving Halo. We're going to be obviously scrapping the whole going for achievements. We're going to be hopping onto some Flighting. So you can either join us tomorrow 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. That is, unfortunately for the folks over on across the pond, that is 1:30 a.m. British summertime. That is 5:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And then Achieving Halo is at 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. So we'll be doing that for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we need to wrap this up so I can get some sleep so I can play tomorrow.
Right, get the downloads started here. Oh, man. Before we're going off to sleep, get it ready for the morning.
Hopefully I get my invite in the next 30 minutes or
if
so.
If you go to the Halo Insider page and your page, keys are showing up there. Mine just started downloading.
So for PC
Halo Waypoint,
so go to haloinsider.com and then click the sign up and scroll down to the bottom where you'll see my insider and your keys are beginning to show up there.
There you go. I guess it helps if I'm signed in to actually get that.
It does. It really does.
Oh, yeah. There it is. There's the key. Wee. All right.
Apparently, we're not the only ones that have come up with this idea.
Yeah, definitely Waypoint is the way to go and make sure you're actually there, because emails take a while to get generated. So if you're listening to this after the fact, after the actual live broadcast on Twitch, then probably you've already figured this out, but just in case you haven't, because I'll try to turn this podcast around as soon as I can, definitely go over to Waypoint and make sure you have the latest see on there if you actually have the download available, because it so I just updated my Infinite Insider. It was 5 megs, so the build's not quite there yet.
My download is 18.29 gigs on Steam.
Mine is not. Mine was 5 megs. So maybe I need to just restart Steam and it'll pull the right update. My catalog just may not have updated yet, because that's probably just a placeholder. So yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap up the show so people can go ahead and get your games downloaded, get your keys redeemed on Steam. Been a good night. We got a few new folks in here, a few returns that we haven't seen in a while. Thanks, Obi Jeff, for dropping on by. Speedy Snipe, Eric Yabu, thanks for dropping on by.
Appreciate it.
For the couple new folks that we got, Jordan Ward, Dasky Plays, and Bobby's, not to be confused with the
Bobby.
Bobby, who's another Bobby, yeah.
Bit Bobby's.
Thanks for listening to the show. You can find us on Twitch every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when we record our podcast live. And then we do the podcast release over on all different podcasting platforms. We are on iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn. And as I mentioned the past couple of weeks, we are now on Facebook for a podcast. So If you head on over to our Facebook page, podtackler.com/Facebook, you can listen to the podcast through Facebook now, since that's a feature that they added recently. If there is a place that you listen to podcasts that we are not, please reach out to us and let us know, and we will work to get our podcast where you can easily listen to it. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also search for us on our Spartan Company and Xbox Club. We are still chipping away at the company commendations for the Achilles helmet in Halo 5 until Infinite drops, at least. And then the few stragglers that are willing to come over and help us get the remaining of the way might help for the next year or so. We'll see how long that takes if we ever actually get there. You can also join the community on Discord. That's where most of us hang out whenever we're not streaming or not behind the microphones for the podcast. podtackler.com/Discord. That's where we normally host our poll for Fraggin' Friday, which is normally when we have the community vote for if we're playing MCC or Halo 5. Obviously, we are overruling that for the next 2 weeks because we will be doing Halo Infinite Flighting. So, other than that, we also have the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, all that places. If you want to support the show, you can do that in a number of ways. We have subscribing to us on Twitch. You can also become a patron over on Patreon. And I actually went back and had to check Patreon because I got behind on VODs a little bit. So all the VODs from the past like 4 months of podcasts are now up for our patrons. So apologies for slipping behind on that. Things just came up with like housework and two jobs and all that stuff.
Life.
So, life stuff. But all the VODs are now fully up to date. But we did have one person sneak in for a few days that came in at the $10 tier. So shout out to Brandon Miller for being a Patreon for for about a couple weeks. Came in for August and then left.
Well, thank you for your support while you're here. It's much appreciated.
Yep. And then you can also donate to us if you would prefer to do that through PayPal, podtackler.com/donate. Other than that, just sharing the podcast. We got a few new folks in here tonight on the podcast that gave us a follow and stuck around. So just spreading the word around for when we're live on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays really helps out. We are going to be playing Infinite throughout the weekend, so if you see us online, definitely send us a message and hop on in. My gamer tag is Duststorm with a space. And then, you guys want to share your gamer tags at all?
You can find me. Go ahead, Haas. Go for it.
My gamer tag is Haas Space Sauced, and that's where I am at. But I'm also on Steam and everything. Same name, usually with an underscore in between, though.
You can find me on Xbox Live at Godzilla Space T, and be sure not to forget the space. And you can also find me at Godzilla Todd on Steam. I forget what my number is, but
Steam doesn't have numbers, I think.
Yeah, it does. It has numbers after your actual ID. There is numbers after it.
The ID, yes.
But if you want to know, I have Destiny and I have the Master Chief Collection as my played games. So that should narrow it down. That's it. It's a really short list.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will catch you all on Infinite for the next couple of weeks. I guess depending on what happens between now and next weekend, we may or may not have a podcast. I don't know if there's going to be anything new next week to talk about. We'll see what happens. Oh, this is what I meant to say a couple weeks ago, Pins, that I forgot to say for the bingo card. I finished the book. I finished the Halo book. And I'm on to my next one.
On to the next.
I don't know if Pins is still here. Did he say you have to bounce, or?
I don't remember him saying he had to bounce.
He went night-night. I already talked
to him. Oh, he did?
Okay.
The words.
Okay. Well, we'll have to tell him later, then, that I finished the book, because that was one of the things on his bingo card. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We will catch you all either this weekend or on our next podcast. Until then, keep on fragging the trucks.